when selling by owner, there's no doubt that you're going to be called by a lot of realtors. Some offices have contests to, you know, 10 or 15 agents from that office will call the same by owner. And it's really a race to see who's going to win the by owner and, you know, get the listing on the property. And there's, you know, brand new agents who got licensed yesterday. Their broker says to them, go get a by owner, because they don't have any friends or family at that point that can trust them doing the business because they're so new. So there's so many different reasons the realtors are calling you. Now, the challenge is sometimes they'll have the buyer. It's an awesome thing and you're done. And however, what you're going to find is much like the story of David and Goliath in the Old Testament. There's going to be people, realtors, they're going to be like Goliath. They're going to say, you can't do this. You are not capable. You do not have their strength, their exposure. And what I love about the book, David and Goliath by Malcolm Gladwell, he wrote The Turning Point, a lot of great books, a big fan of Malcolm's writings. And he said that the again and again in the book, David and Goliath, how the underdog prevails, not but because of luck, but because the individual employed a different approach. The short version of the David and Goliath story, it's fantastic, is Goliath never had a chance. I know as a kid hearing the David and Goliath story, the, you know, David's bravery, of course, had a lot to do with it, but he also employed a method. And when men like that went into battle back in ancient days, the rock throwers, the slingers, they called them, the slingers were always more effective than the warriors. But the warriors fought hand-to-hand battle. And there was a time to use the slingers, but then there also was a time to go a hand-to-hand battle. So in truth, Goliath never had a chance. And too often in life, we look at things, like selling by owner or just running businesses, sometimes is just too daunting. And often, you know, we say Goliath is bigger than us. And at least that's what you're going to hear from people bullying by owners. And who does it? Generally realtors. And saying that you cannot do this. And I want to encourage you. You know, we've helped so many by owners out. And either we find the buyer while they're by owner, or they ask us to oversee the contract, the paperwork, negotiations, and inspections, and stuff like that. You can get realtors to do that. You can get attorney won't necessarily oversee all aspects of it. So I want to encourage you, though, that when the realtors tell you, you know, you can't do this, in their mail that they send to you, or they drop off, or they come visit your property, that you need this big real estate company that's global, and how that's going to benefit you because they have 27 offices in the area, and they have 1,000 agents in their brand, and that's the reason you should turn it over to them. I just want to encourage you that follow the game plan, and if your area has high probability of selling, and that's generally, and I'll cover more in this in different audio, but when you have a ratio of one buyer to one seller, and that one buyer under contract waiting to close to every one seller that's still available, that's a really high probability that you as a buy owner can succeed. Unlike if you had 11 for sale in your quadrant and only one under contract, that's a bad thing. Even realtors are not succeeding. So as we get this series started, I just really wanted to encourage you that when you hear these Goliaths saying that you have no chance, to realize you're getting equipped, you know your market probabilities, and you're going to be successful doing this. All right, let's get into the rest of the series.